Hello and welcome to the Courageous Heart Podcast. My name is Heather Warren of Blossoming Heart Guidance, and I offer soul mentorship for leaders in hiding who want to go within, unlock their hearts, and blossom in their lives in a kind, caring, and conscious way. So this week's topic is about self-forgiveness. It's been coming up a lot with my sessions and also with my own healing process. And it's one of those things, oftentimes people go, I don't understand forgiveness. How do I forgive? Because it's this nice idea. It's a nice concept. But there's some serious, like there's been violence and really difficult experiences in this world to deal with. And horrible humans, right? Very terribly behaving humans, shall we say. And things that are just really rooted in unfairness, injustice, lack of care, lack of humanity. So whoever's listening, if you're listening to this, I don't know your story. And, you know, the more that you get to know me, you'll hear my story as well. But it's hard when that bitterness and that resentment is sitting in that heart. And also just stress that's sitting there, the stress from the trauma, the stress from the betrayal or the whatever the loss is, you know, like how do you forgive the divine? How do you forgive somebody who seriously, you know, stabbed you in the back, right? And I'm going to say it's not even about what you're really seeking or what when we say we want to forgive, we're really seeking, I want to feel at peace again. I want to feel myself again. I want to feel connected to myself and feel positive or hopeful or ease and well. So there's a fundamental knowing that, you know, forgiveness really is for us, right? It really is just so we can move on, right? And this notion of being able to just let it go. And that's the ideal. And, you know, usually when I work with through processes, I do believe it's important to have your voice heard. What the subconscious is trying to do is really sort out what's my responsibility and what is somebody else's responsibility, right? And it's trying to figure that out. And that's why it still holds on to things. It's trying to make sure I don't get hurt again. How do I not let this happen again? I need to sift through it, right? But it can go on for years, right? Or it can go on for a long time. And it ends up keeping us hooked or attached to the person we have felt hurt by. Or hooked and attached to even if we felt we did the hurting, the guilt, right? There's guilt cords. So you can do a lot of meditations on energetic cord cutting, all of that. But I truly believe that at the end of the day, whoever's fault it is, in quotes, that sometimes, and I put in quotes because sometimes stuff happens and it really wasn't coming from a mean-spirited place from anybody. It just was somebody got hurt. There was just ignorance and not realizing that somebody was going to get hurt. So that's a piece where, you know, the forgiveness needs to come in, but it's not really because of active betrayal or just active selfishness, right? Other times, absolutely, the person did not consider your thoughts or feelings or your well-being. They just did a move or an action that was purely self-motivated. And that's tough, a tough pill to swallow. But it's almost easier because you can identify who the perpetrator is. You can identify exactly what happened, right? So I'm sure as you're listening to this, you're feeling like when you're holding on to these hurts, resentments, angers, it doesn't feel good. It creates tension in the body, stress in the body. And I say this, I'm not saying I have it all figured out either. I still carry, I'm a trauma survivor and I carry stuff that still sits there. But at the end of the day, you'd be surprised at how much you're subconsciously internalizing, blaming yourself for getting hurt. Right. So aside from if you were the perpetrator, but let's just imagine you've been victimized by something or you've felt really hurt by something. That there's a piece around being able to own that you have been victimized, right? And own this feeling of like really being able to forgive yourself. Because at a fundamental level, the soul, the self, your body, our dignity wants to believe we had more control, wants to believe we could have changed the outcome, right? And it might have been like, why did I naively trust this person? Why did I? And it's like this back and forth, and you're subconsciously beating yourself up, and it doesn't let you move forward. And it really, it's almost like you're giving yourself way too much responsibility for what's happened, right? There's a shadow side in every person. There's a side that, you know, is rooted in whether it's just pure selfishness or greed or all of those things that you want to say are the matters of the soul. You know, greed, lust, anger, all of those things that can hurt others, right? So with the intention of forgiving yourself, I just want you to invite you to put your hand over your heart and thinking about something where you have felt very, you felt like you're the victim. You felt like you are the one who has been hurt. And it's valid. And I say, I'm not one of those spiritual people that blames victims. I can't stand the ones who do. You're hurt for a reason. There's a reason why you're feeling hurt. It is valid in your own heart and mind. Fine if you should have seen it coming with another person's negative character or whatever. But it's there, right? It still hurts. And I want you to put your hand over your heart and just say to yourself, I forgive myself. And you might notice some things coming up, right? Just keep saying to yourself, I forgive myself. With this situation, with this person, or you can say with this scenario, I forgive myself. Because there will be somewhere along the way you felt like you betrayed yourself. That there's something you weren't true to yourself. Sometimes they say betrayal is rooted in self-betrayal. If you go back far enough, you'll realize where some level you betrayed your own intuition or your own self, you know, trying to fit in. And just go, I forgive myself. I love myself. And just get in touch with, what did you learn? You know, what did you learn about yourself, another person, the situation? Who you are, who you're not. And I'll give you a story that it goes as far back when I was a kid and 8 years old, and I was living in a different country, and our house got robbed. I was awake. My sister and I were home. My parents were home in the other end of the room, but the robbers opened up our bedroom door. Luckily, nothing bad happened. Don't worry. But something could have happened really badly. And they had opened our door, and my sister went up to close it because she was half awake, half asleep, thinking it was one of my parents. And she closed the door, and then when she came back to bed, she realized that it was actually robbers. And I was the one who didn't lock the door. If something bad had happened, I always put it in my head, if something, it could have been worse, I would have felt so guilty, right? And this feeling that my sister had this very traumatic experience because she realized afterwards that she was standing in front of somebody who was a complete stranger who could have done her harm. And it caused her a lot of psychological distress. And I didn't realize that even though we were the victims, even though we were children, I still held it in my heart that I was to blame because I didn't lock the bedroom door that night. So there's usually something where we feel, even if it's not right, or it doesn't track, or it doesn't seem realistic, or we're being hard on ourselves, or somebody goes, that's crazy, why would you blame yourself for that? Deep down inside of you, there might be a little piece that still blames yourself. The woulda, coulda, shoulda. And it's affected aspects of your life in ways you may not even know. So really forgiving yourself You did the best at that time, given what you had. You didn't know anything else. Or if you did, forgive yourself. I did my best. I'm human. You can let go of beating yourself up. So be with this meditation of reminding yourself in this situation. Try to just take it one situation at a time. I forgive myself. Then you can eventually move it to just an overall meditation around I forgive myself. And stuff may show up in your subconscious. You might have tears. Don't be afraid of your emotions. You may need to journal about what comes up for you. You might be surprised. So if you need any further support of going in, listening to your heart, doing some inner transformation, so you absolutely can step out and be the presence this world desperately needs, which is more compassion, more care, more love, please reach out www.blossomingheart.ca. I also offer a free Ask Your Heart call, and I'll help you tune in to one burning question in your life, and we'll see what shows up. Okay? Sending you huge hugs. Take good care of yourself, and let's make love win.